Ladies and gentlemen, may I have your attention, please?
Covering both sides of the big issues with the analysis you trust on News Radio 1040 WHO.
Pleasure to welcome our next guest. He is Jerry the J-Man Joyner. And it's the reason we're bringing him on. Welcome, Jerry, first of all. Let's bring you on. A woman, age 33, she stabbed her date 100 times. He died. It was apparently a weed-induced frenzy. All she got was 100 hours community service because the judge said she had no control over her actions because they were caused by a cannabis-induced psychotic break. We're hearing, and the reason we brought you on at this point, what we're hearing is the potency of cannabis. This is not your grandparents' cannabis, which had a THC potency of about 3% in the 1980s. Now we're up to 15%, and we've got some strains as high as 30%, and we're hearing again and again and again that psychosis is being induced. What's happening, my friend? You're the expert.
Well, Simon, you're indeed correct that today's cannabis has a much higher THC content. And when you were mentioning those numbers, you were referring to flower. These young people are doing something called concentrates now, waxes, shatter. They call it dabbing. And sometimes this is 96% THC. So while they talked about this young lady having a bong and doing that, we didn't get enough details. I'm under the suspicion that probably she was doing this these concentrates that are, I believe, very harmful because they're just nobody needs that much THC.
Right. She's very lucky, and I feel really bad for this person's family, the dead guy, because that's not justice.
She stabbed her dog. She stabbed her own dog.
Right.
Killed her dog and herself when the police came. And there are incidences, obviously, with this cannabis-induced psychosis, but it pales in comparison to the amount of alcohol-induced psychosis.
We've got a woman who killed another human being who's doing community service.
So we're talking about why did the judge... That's the million-dollar question there. Why would the judge choose to give her such little punishment for this? What else is going on with that story? I believe there could be more details that we're just really not getting the surface of. But the point is, these things are occurring more and more often, but they're still not as bad as alcohol is. People, they get induced on alcohol and kill thousands and thousands of people a year.
Okay, so let's talk about it. I this is not my area of expertise. I have not ever taken any legal drug in any way whatsoever my entire life. Not because I'm some saint or angel. I just don't like my brain chemistry being messed with, and so that's why I don't do it. I don't even like, you know, I had back surgery, and they gave me 90 Vicodin when I left the hospital, and I never had one. I did it on Advil. My back surgeon could barely believe it, but I don't like my brain chemistry messed with. And so I do that. I'm a social drinker, a glass of wine with a meal, a few beers before live football maybe. That's about it. That's what I do. So this is not my area of expertise, which is why you're on the show, right?
Sure.
Why should I want to do weed?
Well, that's, you know, a good question there. What would be your reasoning to do this? We have something called the endocannabinoid system. Every mammal has one. And as a mammal, us humans have this. And this is what regulates CBD and THC in the body. You're somebody that your body doesn't need that. We're finding many people that the CBD that's non-psychotropic, you don't get a buzz or anything, has some wellness benefits because it helps regulate this endocannabinoid system. THC has, it's the same thing that the endocannabinoid system regulates THC, and you just get the psychotropic effect. You get a cerebral effect instead of just your body.
Okay, so I'm still struggling to understand why I would want to do it or why anybody would want to do it. Aren't you to a degree losing control of yourself?
I don't think so. On April the 20th, which is commonly known as the 420, it's my birthday, I've been using cannabis for 50 years, a half a century. And I'm a productive member of society. I own several businesses and scratch out a pretty good living, working 100 hours a week, using cannabis on a daily basis. Everybody's a little different with this, but we now have 70% of Americans thinking that cannabis should be legal for adult use as long as you're 21 or older. 70%. That's a pretty high.
I have no issue with that. I have literally no issue with that. None. I'm more libertarian than anything else. I have no issue with that. You do whatever the heck you want to do to yourself. The only time I have a problem is when it involves somebody else. Oh, and look, sure. Here's a woman who had a psychotic break and stabbed her boyfriend 100 times. That affected somebody else. So when we get to the point of what you're doing, which I have literally no issue with at all, but when what you're doing affects somebody else, then I've got an issue with it.
As we should, whether it's this cannabis induced or somebody being over intoxicated and having an accident and killing somebody on the highway, I'm against all those things happening. But you ask, why would somebody want to smoke weed? I thought I was just getting high for 44 years. I didn't want anybody to know, Simon, and I thought I was getting high. I didn't care that much for alcohol. Then, as research started showing us that there were actually some wellness benefits to this, my wife will attest I'm a much friendlier, happier, and better person when my THC system is regulated, or my endocannabinoid system is regulated by having THC in my system. She doesn't partake at all.
We also know people who are happy drunks. We know other people who are decidedly not nice when they're drunk. So I guess both things are possible with weed too, huh?
Yeah, and kudos to you for choosing an OTC after your back surgery. The opioid problem that we have in America is just I carry Narcan in my vehicle. Just in case I come across somebody that's got a fentanyl overdose, because it's that bad. I had somebody on my show, a Dr. Sure. Mark from Austin, and said, hey, this is just so bad, especially with these young people. And then we look at Vicodins and hydrocodone, those problems also. Sure. So we need common sense, okay? If your body doesn't do well with this stuff, don't do it where you don't infringe upon somebody else.
Yeah, if you, by the way, don't ever have back surgery, even though I'm literally the poster child for back surgery. If you met me, you would not know I have two titanium rods and 8 screws in my spine, but I do. But when you wake up from something like that, there's morphine in the back of your hand, right? It's going in. That's how you wake up. And after 24 hours, I said, take it out. I don't want this thing. Just take it out. And they go, oh, no, you need it for another 24 hours. And I said, take it out or I'm going to take it out. they took it out and I was much better for it. But I am concerned by the increasing potency of this stuff, because if people are like, I'm just going to have a joint. Right, I know people who've done that, and they're perfectly pleasant people. I have no issue with them. But if they don't know what it is that they're taking, that can be a very serious issue, right?
Absolutely, because the potency of a joint that you might have thought 30 years ago, oh, well, I did this in college or what have you, I'll try this again. It is totally different, and you have to know what that is and be cautious with that. But I would like to ask you something. Would you consider a THC cream that you use for pain in your back? Now, you're not going to get high off of this. There's no psychotropic effect, but it has pain relief. My mother, 85-year-old, rubs this cream on her foot, and her foot's plantar fasciitis doesn't hurt. It doesn't bother her as much.
Yeah, so, I mean, I would, anything, you know, if it's not messing with my brain chemistry, yeah, I'm all right with it.
And we sure hope that it doesn't ever cause anybody to do what this young lady did. But I'm like you. That's a heinous crime to only get probation. So there's got to be more to that story. And also, this was 2018 that this occurred, and they're just now sentencing her. That seems like a long time.
The wheels of justice turn very slowly in our country, as we know.
Pretty slow for her in that instance, but feeling for the family of the young man. And they seemed like they were both good people. She had a good job. He was an accountant. She was an audiologist. And so let's hope this is something that we don't see more and more happening. That's for sure.
All right. Well, fascinating conversation. I'm not sure we moved the chains here, to use a footballing term, very far. But a fascinating conversation. I repeat what I said halfway through this conversation. I'm libertarian. I don't care what people do to themselves until you get to the point that it affects other people. It's just the same as, you know, you go to a bar and you slam down a bottle of scotch while you're in there, and then you get behind the wheel. Yeah, I got a problem. I got a problem with you. You're probably going to kill someone. So
sure,
that's when I got a problem. Anyway, Jerry, if people want to find out more about you, where do they go, my friend?
Weed and Whiskey TV is on Roku. We're on Spotify. We're on YouTube. You can go to weedandwhiskey.tv direct.
There you go. Thank you very much. Have yourself a great rest of the day and a wonderful weekend, all right?